This is Edward Arnold inviting you to listen to a special Christmas story on Mr. President.
In observance of the Christmas holidays, Edward Arnold puts aside his role of Mr. President to bring you by transcription a special broadcast. In the minutes to follow, you will hear a story written by W.E. Kuehl and adapted for radio by Gene Holloway. The story titled, The Man at the Gate of the World.
Christmas Day is a pretty good time to talk to you about future plans, about 1950, for instance. Have you been dreaming about a new home, a farm in the country, sending your youngsters to college, or a trip around the world? Do you believe these dreams can come true? Well, United States Savings Bonds can be your Aladdin's lamp. Just think, for every $3 you save in U.S. Savings E-Bonds, you'll get four when they mature. U.S. Savings Bonds are the safest investment in the world. They're an investment in your government. And here's a suggestion. If part of the Christmas gifts you received today were in cash, invest them in U.S. Savings Bonds. Remember, automatic saving is sure saving. It can bring your dreams much nearer. And now here is Edward Arnold as the narrator and as Caspar the Persian in The Man at the Gate of the World.
Gather close and listen. For once more it is the anniversary of his birth, the 1949th anniversary of the life dedicated to peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Listen to the story of a star and a man who followed it to the gate of the world. The star rose in a blinding, dazzling arc of light, and those who knew its meaning knelt and gave thanks. And in the east, the three magi who had long awaited the coming of that star mounted their camels and started westward. Melchior, Balthazar, and Caspar. Three wise men who believed the star would guide them to the cradle of a king of kings. They followed the sign from Persia to Palestine, and finally to Bethlehem, the city of David, where the star stood still like a pure white flame above a stable. The magi were puzzled, for inside they found no prince to receive their homage, only a child newly born to a carpenter and his wife. True, the woman had beauty and the child radiance, but he was born in poverty, and the one they sought must be born in glory. And so they left some gifts and departed, pondering these strange happenings in their hearts. They rode silently, deep in thought, and finally, when they were several days from Bethlehem, Caspar, the youngest, said to his companions, "There was something about that child's face that I can't get out of my mind. Could the carpenter's son be the prince we seek?"
"I have been casting the horoscope of the carpenter's son as we've sat here. He will never sit upon a ruler's throne. His earthly lot is pain and poverty, hate and scorn. And before the star of the carpenter's boy has reached its zenith, it will pass blood red into the house of death."
"It was a long, wearisome journey to make for nothing."
"But the star, we saw the star just as it was prophesied. And it stood directly above that stable. I swear it did."
"We misread the signs, or the signs have mocked us. Caspar, we are only humans, walking for the moment between two darknesses. We are wrong far more times than we are right."
"There is a great uneasiness in my heart this night. I cannot explain it, but I must leave you here. I can go no further. Over and over my heart keeps repeating, go back. Go back to Bethlehem. Melchior, you told me you saw in my chart when I was born that I would serve a king and keep for him a mighty citadel."
"That is so. But your chart did not say that you would find him in Bethlehem."
"That is the only clue I have. And I'll never be able to rest now until I find him."
"Oh, my son, in you I see now the heart of the seeker. Be warned. The seeker is the most unhappy of all the sons of men. For he is foredoomed to the road and the desert. He is without home and without kin. He has only a star."
That may be, but I must follow that star.
Then, my son, go back to Bethlehem and begin your search, and I'll be with you.
And so Caspar parted company from the friends of his life, Balthazar and Melchior, and started back on his solitary way towards Bethlehem. And now the skies were black and chill, and the